Okay, now we're moving on to part C, and this consists of the text, which is directly below, which was sent to me by John. It's a communications from John Hathaway, who is the guy that set up Tocqueville Gold, which is plotted in the next chart. It discusses in simple language the problems that he foresees. And I thought the operative thing was that the monetary system is in the process of melting down, and I think the $600 billion is a process of confirming the fact that you're starting into a non-sustainable, giveaway of money, which nobody else is going to buy. The other countries won't stand for this, and there'll be negatives which caused our decline into the 40-year cycle or the 80-year cycle when you're talking about depressions to persist beyond the expiration of the 13th tape. You can read that over. He's really going into a rant, but we found him to be, we like his fund, that's what we use in the company, and he's a very sane person. He does keep the accounts kind of moving along in a sane fashion, doing what he can to tune out the volatility. Okay, let's now go to the chart below, which is Tocqueville Gold, and there is the symbol there, and I have two T's. They're done in their relative strength indicator, so I call them RST1 and RST2. And down in the MACD below, I have some other ideas for T's. The one with the question mark didn't seem to come out right, so I tend to think that the MACD with those parameters isn't very right. I like the RSIT number one because it gives you a talk just before you went into the 08 disaster period. And if we take the next RST decline to get the cash buildup phase, remember the cash buildup phase is always the left side of the T, but the cash buildup phase can be a decline in the advanced decline line, which we showed in the first part, or it can be a decline in an oscillator. And the question is, which oscillator do you use? Well, for the second RSIT, the MACD gives the same number, so it's either way it's going to come out right. I will research that in the future and take care of it. But if you take RSIT number two, and you do the time symmetry on it, you come out going into the early late spring, early summer of 2011. As the next peak, and I would remind you that if you go treasury bond T, there is also an indication of a top around that time period. June, July is what we gave for that one, and I believe Parker said that Martin A. Armstrong has a maximum stress economic stress in that time period too, and it seems plausible that whatever the stresses are could lead us to a rise in the gold price into June of next year as a major top from which you would expect to have a large correction. So to answer the question, is it too late to go above the gold? Well, yes, it is in a way because it's overbought. And we do have, last week I did a money flow indicator, relatively short range projection, which said about the first week of December. However, Parker at his after I finished that, I noticed that Parker at his position sizing site had gone to the money flow indicator, but he did it on a much longer scale. He was coming back from a much earlier time period to get the center point and so forth, and he thought it was in the, more or less in the mid December time period. So my expectation is that that there's a plausible case to be made that when we complete this 13th T's top date and we start to go down, people are going to jump aboard the gold, and you're going to have a short-term blow-off going into, and I'll take my numbers to be the right ones because they're the shorter-term ones, into about the 1 week into December, and then you're going to have that's going to get tagged on the downside, but after it gets tagged down, if you're looking for a buy point, you have to you'll find some kind of a buy point. Then you can still come back up into the June time period, and that's the way the company's going to be operating. Basically, my company's going to be operating on that assumption. So I just wanted to put that into play. You'll notice that the other thing that I added in there was this blue moving average here, which is it's one of those guidance type of an indicators. It's just to try to give you a reference as to where you can go. But you'll notice that in RSI T number one, whenever you had a correction, you get held at the blue moving average, later 07, it did drop below it. But you know, it's possible that you could drop down to that blue moving average, even though you are going up to June. For so you know, but the fact that you're going up the T doesn't mean that you're not going to have corrections. What those corrections are, we don't know, and there's any sense in speculating on that. But after you get to June 2011, you have to sort of make a fundamental decision as to whether you want to exit the gold market for a while. And as I said, the stress on the treasury bonds and the gold, or the positives, because there's an economic stress, could be peaking in the June time period of next year, so that would also leave room for a rally in the stock market or something like that, and that's the fun thing about drawing these T's up. But in any case, I did this analysis in the midweek, and I decided that was worth posting, and it's another piece of the puzzle, and we'll continue on. Now, the next section we're going to go into the money flow for the bonds. Which Robert sent to me, and that also has some interesting implications. However, this is all kind of an experimental stuff. It doesn't negate that the fact that the gold is going up to the year 2020. It's just trying to refine where you would you keep buying oversold conditions in gold, but then in June maybe you don't want to buy oversold conditions for a while because it might be right. So I thought that answered the question. Is yeah, it's a little late to buy in gold now, but after we get a correction in the middle into December, we'll figure out what the low is. Maybe you can come back up and take it up into June. And although it's late in the tea, you never know about how things are going to go. That could be a big run. Okay, that finishes part C. Now we're going to move on to part D. Thank you.